Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok, coming to you from Starbucks in the Mall Bangkapi. Is it a big surprise? You know, it's been a month since I had my hip surgery, and I just wanted to talk about the hospital and my experience there and how I'm feeling now. I gotta say that the hospital was every bit as good as any of the other hospitals that I've been to in Bangkok that are considerably more expensive. And, for example, Bumrungrad and Way Thani Hospital were, $5,000-$10,000 more expensive than Ratchaburi to do the hip surgery. And the doctor is, in Ratchaburi, Dr. Chanakarn is every bit as good, quite reputable. He's the head of the sports department in, he's the head of the sports unit or something like that. Let me see. He's chief of the sports medicine unit and sports medicine and trauma unit. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Never remember. He's a good doctor. And, he's been very helpful with me in taking me from start to finish with this surgery. I just talked to him the other day. Well, I emailed him the other day. We exchanged emails. I was supposed to go to India on the 24th, and he recommended that I didn't go. He said, you really should heal up more before you go to India and start walking around and doing things there. I'm in the process of having my frequent flyer points credited back into my account, and I'll go somewhere else. I don't know, somewhere else, or maybe I'll go back to, maybe I'll go to India, I don't know. But I'm going to go somewhere in the next couple of months once I heal up, because I'm at the point now where I need to get on out of here and take a break from Thailand. I need a vacation. Everything was good there. If I was to rate the hospital, I would say, it's an 8 or a 9. And a 10 is perfect. I can't see, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a hospital that's a 10. Difficult to find. The only thing that I can say, the only negative that I would say is the hospital's, Ratchaburi is a little bit older. It's very clean. Just because it's older doesn't mean it's not good. And the hospital food, most hospital food is not exactly gourmet food, but it was decent some of the times, it was some of the times. Sometimes the pad thai was really good, I gotta admit. Aside from that, and the one little nurse who accidentally used me as a pincushion, everything was fantastic there. I got the surgery done. I flew my wife up there and obviously back to Bangkok. And then I went there once to be seen by the doctor initially, to have a consultation, and flew back to Bangkok. And then I flew to Chiang Mai business class round trip because I needed the room for my leg. And when you're cramped up, it really is more painful. It was more painful for me. So I wanted to fly back business class. And so the ticket was more expensive. But with those tickets and with the hotel and with food and with the hospital cost, the bill was quite a bit. I think it was something like around $9,000, something like that. So considerably under $10,000. If you're going to do it in Bangkok, you might be able to find a place for 300,000 baht. That's about 10 grand. But Bumrungrad was at 400, 450. which is 13,000 or so, 14,000. Waitany was ridiculous, which was 550,000. And, you know, all in all, for the it's a great value for the money, and I would recommend it to anybody. If you got to have knee surgery, shoulder surgery, hip surgery, I would recommend my doctor, Dr. Shanahan. You know, he comes highly recommended by me. And, you know, a lot of other people recommended him also. So, you know, if you're wondering about that, you got any questions, feel free to email me. By the way, if you do have questions, send your questions to anamericaninbangkok@gmail.com. Please don't send them through YouTube or Facebook or anywhere else like that. Just send your questions to this email. And if you have an email about the doctor or the hospital, I will get back to you. I promise you that. Okay? Now, okay, these two questions. The first question, well, it's more of a comment, but I wanted to tell a little story here. The guy says, listen, I've been going to Thailand every year for the last 4 years. This year I'm going twice. I went for New Year's and I'm going again in the summer. You can talk about all this exploitation crap. The fact is women right here in the Western world peruse men for their higher socioeconomic status. So given that Western women have turned relationships into glorified business arrangements, why shouldn't we, as men of the West, naturally go look for the best deal? I don't necessarily disagree with that, but then again, not all women are looking for a business agreement. I don't believe that, okay? And what about the women who are earning probably more than you are, or me, or somebody else? I mean, you know, you're going to say there aren't any doctors and lawyers that are women that are making good money, or, I mean, you know. So, I think it's kind of stereotyping. I understand what you're saying, but I agree in the sense that, hey, you know, you got to go out and get the best deal for you. I mean, you know, you want to get a girl, she might be beautiful, but if she's a head case and she doesn't have her shit together, then what's the point? What do you want to be with her for? I mean, you know, okay, so you want to be with her for, you know, a roll in the hay, and then when you get tired of her, you say goodbye. Simple as that. I mean, you know, otherwise you look for one that's got that's the total package. So he goes on to say, especially when the non-Western Asian women still retain their natural feminine virtues. Well, that is changing. It is true that I do think they are more feminine overall. Just their manner tend to be brought up still with the to serve men or to do certain things. That's not to say that they don't want to work and have a career, but probably I don't know that they're necessarily more feminine, but I think that their manners and the way they carry themselves is a little bit different than Western women. And I don't think that all Western women are bad. So, you know, let's get that out of the way right now. I mean, you know, I know there are some that feel, you know, like you shouldn't tread where they walk. But I'm not one of those people who believes in that bullshit. Okay? We're all equal. And, you know, simple as that. But, you know, if you're dating a girl and she thinks her shit don't stink and she wants you to treat her like she's a princess, you know, those are the ones that you treat like dirt. You don't treat them like a princess. You tell them, hey, you know, honey, come back down to earth. Or you get rid of them. You know. I'm one of those white guys with a Thai girl half my age on my arm, and I feel no shame in it. Well, listen, my wife is 14 years younger than me, and I don't feel bad about it at all. And anybody who is of the opinion that I should feel bad because I'm dating a younger woman, tough shit, I don't care what you think. And, you know, listen, I will say this. If you're, you know, 50, 55, 60, and you're going out with a little 18-year-old, there's going to be a bit of a maturity gap in most cases, almost all cases. But if you're going to be around for a little while, like, you know, if I'm 50 and I'm hooked up with some 18-year-old, I know it's probably going to take 5-10 years for her to mature. If I'm going to be around, well, then, you know, half the fun is watching them mature. You know, so who gives a shit what anybody else thinks? The older I've gotten, the more of it that I believe that what other people think, it doesn't matter. Frankly, I don't give a fuck because I'm not living for everybody else. I'm living for myself. You know. Thank God there are women who believe the same thing, whether they're Asian or otherwise. The white knights against what I do are simply jealous, and the old white hags are mad that they're being outsourced by hotter Asian women. That's pretty funny. I have a story that I've told this story many times. It's probably in one of my videos, maybe even two, but the story is that I went to the Beijing Olympics in 2008. I was, about 45 years old, and I'm there, I'm in the media center, I'm looking over my photographs and checking everything, you know, the day's workout. There had been a woman that had been sitting in the same spot. You know, everybody tends to go to the same chair or the same computer whenever they're working. They tend to try to get to the same place. That's just how it works out. But I did the same thing, and this other woman did the same thing. She's sitting there. So after a little while, she kind of looked around, hello, you know, hello, how you doing? And so then she says, where are you from? I said, well, I'm from the U.S. and I live in Bangkok, Thailand. She said, well, I'm from the U.S. and I live in the Virgin Islands. And I said, oh, that's lovely. Okay. And she said, so, you're living in Thailand. You must have one of those Thai girls. And I said, as a matter of fact, I'm married to one. Why is that? And she said, oh, nothing, nothing. And of course it was the smirk on her face and the attitude that she had. I knew that she thought that, you know, that I was with some girl who was lower than she was. Like, she was so good and all these Thai women are so bad. And of course, I had to put her in her fucking place. So I said, well, what, have you been to Thailand before? Actually I have. I said, oh really? So you know about Thai women. You know that they're very conservative generally. And you know, once you get them to open up, hey, they're like a little flower and they blossom. Generally they're very shy and they tend to be conservative and not like what you see in the media. Yeah, sure. I said, well, you know, I mean, I married my wife, and she works, and she's willing to do anything it takes for to keep our family strong. Or what's the problem with that? I'm just wondering, you know. And I said, you know, by the way, so you've been to Thailand. Where did you go? She said, oh, I went to Phuket. And in the course of the conversation, it turned out that she had went with her husband on some kind of a vacation. And the guy ended up pulling some bar girl from Phuket, and he cheated on her. And then he left her. So here she is in Thailand on a vacation, and this guy bailed on her. Now normally I would say, oh wow, that's too bad, you know, that's not nice, that's not a nice thing to do. But you know, she was such a bitch that I thought to myself, well maybe, just maybe, the guy said, you know what, I've had enough of this bullshit. This old hag isn't giving me what I need. All she does is take, which of course not all women in the West are like that, definitely. You know, there are plenty of givers in more ways than one. But maybe he got sick of her and he just said, you know, this is it. I'm going to go have a little bit of fun. I got my opportunity here, show a little bit of cash and, you know, have my fun. It turned out that, you know, they got divorced because of this little incident. And then I said, you know, yeah, well, maybe if you were worrying about how you took care of business at home, you wouldn't have got a divorce because, you know, I've been married for many years and I don't have this problem. So, just so I go over that little story, but I got one more email before I wrap it up here. The guy writes, he's from Poland, he says, came across your YouTube channel, it's very informative and I'm grateful. Something I'd like to ask you about. What are the chances of getting a job as an English teacher if you can speak English fluently, have a college degree, but you are not a native speaker? Well, you can get a job. However, it may be more difficult for you to get a job, especially if you don't speak very clearly, if you've got a thick accent. You know, there are jobs to be found, but it's going to be more difficult for you. Now, along the same lines of this question, and I've gotten this particular question from many people in the last couple of weeks, they're asking, they've been asking, is it possible to find a job teaching English in Thailand if you don't have a degree? And the answer is yes. However, if you don't have the degree, you're not getting the work permit. If you don't have the work permit, you're working illegally. It's as simple as that. Now, I've heard some people say that, oh, well, I got my work permit and I don't have a degree, and, you know, whatever. I'm telling you that the law is that you must have a degree in order to get a work permit, and that most schools are not going to hire you unless you have unless you have your degree, okay? So, you know, that pretty much wraps it up for today. But please, if you would, click like, you know, click share. If you want more podcasts, more information, you want to be able to ask questions of me, on our forum with no trolls, go to my website at anamericaninbangkok.com or anamericaninthailand.com, and then you'll see a button or a tab that says members. Click on that and choose one of the methods to become a member. You got monthly payments, quarterly payments, yearly payments. You got the different there's different price ranges for different people. So, something for everyone. Also, I have not given up on my trip to the Congo. I'm scratching one of the... We set it up to where there were going to be three Westerners going over to Africa. Now, we're dropping one Westerner because it saves about $8,000. So, instead of trying to raise $28,000, I'm now trying to raise $20,000. And I'm going to change the verbiage around a little bit in the next couple of weeks. I'm basically shooting for sponsors. It's nice that I have personal donations coming from people and everything, but I really would like to get some sponsors. I don't know if that's going to be possible. I hope so. But I'm trying to raise $20,000 US, and that is... basically all the transportation cost to and from Africa for two people, myself and one other guy. The other guy happens to be the filmmaker. I'm not the filmmaker, okay? He's a documentary filmmaker. He's a good friend of mine. He went to the University of Southern California film school, very prestigious school, and it's us two. And then we'll have to hire some locals to help us out. But that $20,000 includes the cost to get over there, to stay there, to travel around in the country, and for fixers and a little bit of security. So you can find out more at www.gofundme.com/Congo. And like I said, if you have questions, just go ahead and send those questions to me at anamericaninbangkok.com. What is it? Wait a minute. Let me think here. It's an American in Bangkok at gmail.com. Send your questions there, and I might choose your question or questions to answer eventually. Sometimes it takes me a couple of months to get to the questions. Sometimes it takes me a day. It just depends. But until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di, leo jerk and mine.